We are back with part three. So we've practiced our words. We have now practiced our blending. We are ready to read. When I start reading with my kids, I first explain what a book is, of course, and the importance thereof and how to take care of it. So we touch the spine. This is the spine. We look at the cover, the illustrations. We touch the title. We look at who was the author, the illustrator, etc. It's important to start this reading journey by making the child excited about reading. So we look at the cover and we say, what could the story be about? If we see here, there's some pictures of birds. What do you think it's going to be about? Is it going to tell us about the birds? What type of bird this is? Where do you find these birds? And that will then just spark that curiosity and make them want to read and understand more about this book. So when we do the title, we blend with our sound dots, which aren't there, but then we press our sounds and blend it. So the title is Rainforest. And we then start asking questions about what a rainforest is, where do we find them, etc. When it comes into the reading, we explain that we go page by page, of course, and that we handle books with care because books are very special and we're very lucky to have them. When I do reading with a group of children, I don't let each child read within the sequence of the circle because that can sometimes create some sort of anxiety because now you're actually more worried about what your page says and you're trying to practice to make sure it's perfect. So to break that narrative, I do popcorn reading. What popcorn reading is that when I have my group, I will randomly call a child's name and go pop, pop, and then they are caught off guard essentially as to when they will be reading, but it encourages them to be proactive within the reading and make sure that they are following the story so that it is so that they are ready when their turn comes. Okay, so when a child reads in the beginning, it's important to allow them to track with their finger. In doing this, we'll notice if there is a tracking problem or challenge. So if they are losing their place easily or bouncing between words or reading back to front, then you can pick up on that because just from the finger tracking. When it comes to looking at the pictures, it's important to discuss each picture, discuss each page. What do you think is going to happen next in the story? What happened before? Who are the characters? What is it about? And keep that conversation going the entire time that the child is invested. And they're not so focused on the reading, but they're more focused on the fact that this is a journey we're on together and they want to know more. If a child is stuck when reading, so they're on a word, the word is thick, and they're going this is where that songs and the sounds come in. So instead of prompting the child and you just go thick, the word is thick, give them a second and say blend it. What does it say? Eek, and kind of do that until they're at a place where they understand and can blend that word. It's very easy, and I can imagine when doing homework with a child, you just want to brush over the word and say, okay, it's thick, let's move on. But give them that time to slowly go over the word and blend it. Reading groups can take 20 minutes, it can take 30 minutes, it can sometimes take 40 minutes for a book like this. But that's okay because you want them to take their time and not feel anxious and rushed. Allow them to make those phonics errors and then correct it in the moment. Okay, and I'll see you in the next part.